City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits. Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
If you have a wet basement, you've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Pony Jorgensen Clamping Products. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And welcome to the fall home improvement season. It is beautiful out. It's just the right temperature to take on projects inside and out. If you've got something you'd like to get done, we would love to help you with some tips, some ideas, some suggestions to help you move that project along and create your best home ever. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about flooring projects first up. Did you know that flooring is a fall season project? It is. It's the busiest season of the year for floors. And it turns out, though, that flooring is not just being used for floors. There are a lot of designers now that are using flooring on walls. So we're going to talk about some of those trends.
And pretty soon it's going to be time to take out your window screens for the entire season. And before that happens, there's one thing that you really need to do to make sure that they're going to last through the winter storage and be ready to go next spring. So we're going to share those steps in just a bit.
And ceramic tiles are a very durable and easy to care for surface. But has this ever happened to you? You broke a tile either from misuse, it fell off the wall, it got cracked on the floor. And of course, the tile project at this point is years old, perhaps, and you don't have any extra tiles. We're going to share a solution with you on how to find those missing tiles so it looks like they never left.
But first, what's on your fall to-do list, guys? Are you thinking about a project that you'd like to get done while the weather is pleasant and beautiful? Or maybe you'd like some of those fall colors into the design of your home? Well, let us know. We are here to help. So give us a call. We're standing by to help you guys out.
That number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. And if you call us with your question, we will also add your name to the hat for a chance at winning a cool set of clamps from Pony Jorgensen. These are called the Easy Hold Bar Clamps, and they are the perfect clamp for dozens of home improvement projects, kind of like having an extra set of hands around when you want to get something done. So give us a call right now. Let's get to it. The number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leslie, who's first?
Judy in Iowa, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I'm in a house that my father built back in 1990.
Okay.
And while they lived there, they experienced black spots coming through on the drywall.
Okay.
And they called in a painter. A painter came in. He went over everything with Kills first and painted it. Well, since then, they both passed away. And so I purchased the house.
Right.
I had a friend take a look up in the attic, and he told me, oh, I can't believe that your father wrapped all this in plastic. Your house can't breathe. We need to get up here and slice this plastic, let the house breathe, and you won't get any more of these black spots.
So does he think the black spots are mold?
I don't know.
And what room were you seeing it in?
Every different room. Yeah.
Okay.
It's almost like it's, the nail heads are getting wet or something.
Okay, so up in the attic, let's talk about that area. You say he wrapped it in plastic. What exactly are you seeing?
Well, I didn't. I haven't been up there.
My
neighbor went up.
All right, well, look, when it comes to vapor barrier, here's the rule. The vapor barrier goes towards the heated side of the house. So a common mistake, for example, up in attics is to put the insulation in backwards where they have the vapor barrier sort of facing up as you're in the attic looking down. And the solution to that is to cut the vapor barrier. I've seen that in crawl spaces, too, where they put the vapor barrier because it has the nailing flange on it, nailing tab on it at the edge of the beams, and that's on the wrong side. So as long as the vapor barrier is between the ceiling and the insulation, it's done correctly. If not, then, yes, you can go up and slice the vapor barrier and let it breathe more. The other thing to do is to make sure that your attic has adequate ventilation. And the best ventilation is a continuous ridge vent, which goes down the peak of the roof, matched with soffit vents at the overhang.
Okay, that's what I needed to know.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Bill in Missouri on the line who needs some help choosing a kitchen sink. Tell us what you're working on.
Well, I'm having a kind of a tough time trying to decide on these new materials and stuff that they're making the kitchen sinks out of now.
Yep.
And my wife didn't want a stainless steel sink. And
okay.
She wanted one that was, you know, colored or white, one that would be easy to keep clean and wouldn't show scratches or cracks or anything like that.
Okay.
And I was trying to keep away from the cast iron because that's what we have in there right now. Those things weigh a ton. And they've got some new ones that we were looking at over at the Lowe's store, and it's called a Swan Stone, which is a man-made product, and I don't know how good those are.
I've had some experience with those composite products, and I will say if she's accustomed to a cast iron, you know, porcelain sink, she's not going to be happy with a composite sink because they are a lot harder to keep clean. I mean, I've got one that's sort of like the undermount sink that's made of the like sort of one of the Corian wannabe products. And whenever we, you know, put wine in it or tomato sauce or something like that, it does leave a stain, and we have to get the Bonami out and sort of scour the bottom to keep it clean. You know, there's if you're used to a cast iron sink, and that is definitely the easiest one to keep clean, I got to tell you.
You know, the one we've got hasn't been that easy, and it's shown scratch marks, you know, where the pots had scratched it. And, I just thought, well, you know, we'll just get something easier to clean.
Right. But it has a nice, smooth, cleanable surface that doesn't stain. That's the nice thing about cast. I was telling Leslie last week on the show that I just replaced a sink for my mom that was an Americast product, an American Standard product.
Yeah.
And it was actually covered by a lifetime warranty. So it had started to rust and chip in one corner. And 17 years after she bought it, American Standard gave her a brand new sink.
Wow.
And it was a cast iron, you know, like a porcelain enameled kind of a sink. And you know, she had a beige one that we took out, and they gave us a new beige one, almost the same configuration, 17 years later, and popped it back in.
Well, I wanted to tell you, thank you for taking my call, and I really enjoy your shows.
Well, you're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit, and good luck with that project.
Susan in Montana is having some drainage issues with the driveway. Tell us what's going on.
I had my office driveway resurfaced with asphalt, and I thought that the people did a really excellent job until we got a monsoonal rain and all the water was collecting. And I had to leave to go down to Colorado, and I got a frantic phone call from my husband telling me that the water was backing up into the house, and it was like a big pool. And I called the asphalt people, and they're not responding to me.
Well, listen, if they just resurface the driveway, they're not going to do anything to change the pitch.
That's true. They did do it, but they deliberately, supposedly, they had the pitch so that it would drain off into the lawn.
And they didn't quite get that right. So how do you fix that?
Yeah.
If the water is draining down the driveway back towards the buildings, in other words, it's never really draining off to the lawn anywhere, then what you have to do is you have to put a curtain drain in the driveway itself. And in a driveway, basically, it's a job where the driveway is essentially sliced in half. You know, they slice out a chunk of driveway that's maybe 6 inches wide, and you drop this trough into it so that as the water falls down the driveway. It drops into the trough. There's a grate on top, and then it runs out the bottom of the trough. And, of course, that requires some additional plumbing, so to speak, because you have to hook it up to drain pipe to take it to the lowest place on the property to get rid of the water. But that's how you drain a driveway that's not pitched properly. And typically that's put, like, right near the house or right near the garage lip or something like that so that it catches the water, you know, at the lowest possible spot.
So who would I call for something like that, a plumber?
You're going to need a general contractor that can install that for you. I mean, a driveway ceiling company is not going to do it. A general contractor that could do that, you know, it's kind of a handyman project. It's not a difficult project. It's not a really time-consuming project, but you essentially have to cut into that driveway and install a drain. You've got to catch that water, and you've got to manage it, and that's the only way to do it, Susan. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call 24/7. Whatever it is you are working on, perhaps you've even gone to sleep for the night and then you wake up because you're like, well, I forgot. How do I do this? Or what do I need for that? Whatever it is, give us a call. And when we're in the studio, we're going to call you right back anytime, 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Up next, did you know that you can walk on walls? Well, not really, but the designers are now using flooring for some very attractive wall coverings. We'll talk through those trends after this.
You live in a money pit.
Do you want to know how your business can start generating a ton of more buyers right now without any investment or risk? The answer is referrals. I'm Damon John from ABC's hit show, Shark Tank. My personal mentor, marketing legend Jay Abraham, is the master of generating high profit referrals. Jay knows over 150 ways to get people to refer your business to their high quality buyers. Risking money on unpredictable advertising is dangerous. So is speculating salaries on salespeople who just may not ever close. Referrals are the ultimate source of profit growth in a downturn. Referred buyers buy faster, spend more, buy more things, and cost you nothing. Want to learn Jay Abraham's 150 strategy referral mastery system? Go to refermorebuyers.com. That's refermorebuyers.com. Again, that's refermorebuyers.com.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit. It's been a long, hot summer, and if the sun, heat, and barbecues have left your lawn with brown spots or weeds, I've found a great solution called Sunday. Sunday provides toxic-free lawn nutrients shipped right to your door right when you need them. They make lawn care easy and less expensive. I went to GetSunday.com, entered my address, and Sunday created a custom plan based on my soil, climate, and lawn in seconds. Sunday even provided a satellite image of my house with every lawn area mapped out. With this heat, your lawn needs care and feeding now. Go to GetSunday.com and get started with their summer plan. Sunday products apply with a garden hose, and they'll ship you a custom box with everything you need. Get started on a better-looking lawn today at GetSunday.com. Enter promo code MONEYPIT, and you'll get $20 off their summer plan. That's GetSunday.com, promo code MONEYPIT, for $20 off the summer plan.
Good home.
homes better. This is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
If you enjoy The Money Pit, we would love if you would share your appreciation of the program with one other person. That really helps us spread the word. You can also subscribe to The Money Pit podcast. Check out our back episodes and get advice whenever you'd like to listen.
All right. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT. In addition to getting help with your home improvement projects, we give away great prizes. And this hour, we have the Jorgensen Easy Hold Expandable Bar Clamp Package. Now, it's pretty great because these are really handy clamps. So you're going to be able to tackle a lot of projects with just one hand. And you can actually join them together to actually help you with the bigger projects.
You get a set of 8 clamps, including 6, 12, 18, and 24-inch clamps worth $170. You can learn more at ponyjorgensen.com. We're going to give that package out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Pick up the phone. Post your question at moneypit.com or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right, now we're welcoming Tim from Illinois to the Money Pit with a water heating question. What's going on?
Well, I have a 9-year-old water tank, and I'm trying to get the rod that collects all the minerals out, and it didn't want to come, so I was afraid of busting some pipes. So I was curious, I just should leave it alone, and with it being 9 years old, you know, it's almost at the end of its life as far as the water tank, because I understand that water tanks are usually from 8 to 12 years for a replacement.
So you've been trying to replace the anode and having a hard time getting it out, correct?
Yeah, I think it's rusted in or
sometimes you have to get a little leverage on the wrench to do that. And once you get the wrench on the anode, sometimes you have to kind of extend that wrench handle to really get that out. It's a bit of a tricky job. But considering the age of the tank, I probably wouldn't spend much money on it, because I think you're right. You know, 10, 12 years is a pretty average life expectancy for a standard water heater. And when it comes time to replace the water heater, you might even decide to upgrade and go with a tankless water heater, which is going to last you a lot longer and be far more efficient.
And that might be a good choice for me, because I'm single and no one else lives in the household. I'm gone most of the time.
Yeah, well, that's the difference between a tankless water heater and a standard water heater. The water heater is kind of dumb. It eats the water 24/7, whether you need it or not. And when the water cools down, it comes back on and heats it some more. A tankless water heater is going to heat on demand. And so because that's going to be a lot more efficient for a single guy, but even a big family, you know, with teenage daughters, for example, that, you know, don't know the meaning of a short shower, you know, they never run out of hot water when they have tankless. It just works very well in both extremes.
So how much is something like that? Cost for insulation and so forth?
Well, if you compare it against a high efficiency tanked water heater, it's similar. But if you compare it against the standard sort of low efficiency, it's probably going to be about twice as much. But it will last longer too, and you know you're going to save money on the energy bills too.
Well, did you know that fall is the busiest season of the year for flooring projects? And you know what? It turns out that flooring isn't just being used for floors anymore. A lot of interior designers out there are actually using flooring materials in some very unexpected and really beautiful ways. And with as little as 100 square feet of flooring, you can step up that style in any room of your home by using floorboards to create accent walls.
I think this is an awesome idea, because if you think about it, what are your other options, right? You got wainscoting. That doesn't really fit a bedroom, for example, or a living room. You got wallpaper and you got paint. So this is a whole other direction you can go, and it works well in bedrooms, in bathrooms. It works well in family rooms, in basements, and it looks really, really cool. It's very, very trendy. You can do it in a weekend. It delivers a big impact for a relatively small expense, because you don't need that much flooring to do this. You can choose from pretty much all the flooring materials that are available. So hardwood, bamboo, the wood look tile, the luxury vinyl, or even laminate. That all works well and looks great on a wall.
Yeah, and you know what? It really depends on the type of flooring that you pick as to how you'll secure it to the wall. So for example, if you pick a plank, you put that to the wall using nails, glue, or even just wood flooring tape. I mean, it really depends on the weight of that product, the size of that product. So you sort of have to gauge it depending on what you pick. Now you also want to make sure, and this is with flooring in general, when you get that product, you want to let it acclimate in your home for a few days place before you actually start that project. And then to get the best layout, think about arranging those planks side by side on the floor first. That's going to help you balance out the color and the grain. So this way, if you're getting any weird patterns or you're trying to achieve a pattern, you can really plan that out before you put them on the wall.
And when you're ready to go, you install the first plank pretty much the same way you would do if it's on the floor. You start in one corner, usually like the bottom left corner of the wall area, then just sort of work your way up left to right. And make sure you leave about a quarter to half inch gap between the planks and the ceiling and the floor. This leaves a bit of room for the flooring to naturally sort of expand and contract. And then you can easily cover that up with some molding.
Paul in Connecticut, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We're working on a paint job where we're covering rough cut cedar clapboards with Benjamin Moore Arbor Coat, a solid stain that's self-priming. We painted over the same product that was previously sprayed probably about, I'm guessing, 7 to 8 years ago. And what we're running into is just on one side of the house, we're getting bubbles, like moisture bubbles. It's morning sun on that side of the house, but we've never seen a stain, a solid stain bubble up like that. We've seen it with paint, not with a solid stain.
Well, cedar has to breathe, and sometimes when they install cedar siding, they don't leave enough space under it for it to breathe, and so it tends to get clogged with moisture, and I've seen that lift stain before. You mentioned that you're using a product that both primes and stains. I am not a fan of doing that with a staining product. I just, in fact, repainted my entire cedar-sided house, and I did it the same way we did it over a dozen years ago, and that was we oil-primed it first. We used an oil-based primer first because we had good adhesion with the oil-based primer, and it really stuck well to the cedar, and then we put the solid stain on top of that. So once the paint starts to bubble, anytime you have a failure of adhesion, there's no way to put that back together. If that continues to get worse or if it looks bad enough already, you're going to have to take that stain off and start again because you can't stick good paint over bad paint. If there's moisture in there, it's just going to lift that paint right off again. So sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but I wouldn't have done it that way. I would have used an oil-based primer first, and I would have put a solid color stain on top of it.
Right. We're getting that just on one side of the house.
Yeah. Maybe it'll just end up being on one side of the house for whatever reason. But at least on that side of the house, you have to pull that stain off and start again and scrape it and prime it properly with an oil-based primer, and then you can stain on top of that.
What would you suggest for an oil-based primer?
I think if you stay within one family of products, I would use the same oil-based primer that particular manufacturer makes for solid stain, but as long as it's oil-based and not acrylic or water or latex-based.
So now to remove that stain that's on there now, you're going to lose that rough cut finish.
Well, if you wire brush it, perhaps not. You may be able to pull it off with a pressure washer. It depends on how well adhered it is. I mean, when we did my project, we had an unusual problem with the shutters. We were using a product that the manufacturer said did not need to be primed, and it worked well, but it took a long time to cure. And so some of the shutters were sitting around for an extra week before we put them back up, and all the paint peeled off of those. And so we had to actually strip all that paint off and start again. So it even happens to the pros. But once that paint separates, you got to pull it off. There's just no way to save it.
All right. Thank you for your help.
Paul, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on this fall season? Whatever it is, give us a call because the fall is a great time to tackle so many things inside and outside of your house. So let us give you a hand 24/7. We're standing by at 888-MONEY-PIT. Up next, pretty soon, it's going to be time to take those window screens out for the season. But before you do that, there's one thing that you need to do to make sure that they're going to last through the winter storage and that they're ready to go for the spring season. So we've got that tip when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a Money Pit.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. And get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day. better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
It is the fall fix-up season. It's the fall home improvement season. Do you have a project planned? You know, this is also the busy time of year for kitchens. People start to really dig into the kitchens right now because they're aiming to get them done before the holidays. If any of those projects are on your to-do list, swing them over to ours by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your question on the Money Pit Facebook page at facebook.com/TheMoneyPit.
Andrew in Texas has had something very unfortunate happen to a pool. The steps broke? What happened?
Well, we were just chilling out in the pool one night, and it's got a brand new liner in it. And in East Texas, they use saltwater pools, so you have to line them. And my buddy was getting out of the pool. He stepped on the fiberglass steps, which were not brand new. And unfortunately, his foot went through the steps.
Now, the fiberglass steps are underneath your liner, or are these sort of sit on top as like an attachment?
It's an attachment to the liner. They're two separate entities that are underwater.
Okay, can the fiberglass steps be removed from the pool for repair purposes?
I believe so. I have not tried it. In all honesty, looking at the degradation of the steps, like the shape that they're in, I think it'd be easier to just do a quick patch right now, if that's possible, or just entirely remove the steps. But can I do that without sacrificing the liner?
Yeah, if you can get the steps out of the pool, like disconnected and out of the pool, the easy way to do that patch is with more fiberglass. You can go to an auto repair store like a Pep Boys or a place like that that sells perhaps auto body supplies, and you can buy fiberglass. You can buy the fiberglass resin, and you can buy the fiberglass material itself. And you apply the resin to the step. You press the material in place. You let it dry, and then you would add more resin on top of that, and then gel coat to finish it off. Now, it's not going to match color-wise, but it could be very strong, and perhaps next time your friend won't step right through them.
An easy fix is an easy fix, right?
Yeah, but the easiest thing is to get it out of the water so that you don't have to drain the water, and you could, you know, do that repair, you know, maybe in your garage on a workbench or something like that, and then just put the whole assembly back in after it's nice and dry and strong again. Andrew, does that help you out?
Very much so. I sure do appreciate the help. Y'all have a wonderful evening. God bless, all right?
Well, pretty soon it's going to be time to take out those window screens for the season. But before winter sets in and the weather begins to get super cold, it's a really good idea to clean your window screens so you can make them last.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. The screens have been on the window all summer long. I mean, they've got a lot of sun exposure. They've got just a lot of, like, dirt and dust from all the lawn and yard work. So, I mean, they really do need some help before you store them away. So make sure you remove those screens and then put them on a flat surface. Your driveway is going to work best for that. Then use a mild soap and water solution and apply it with a soft bristle brush. That's going to remove all of that dirt and the grime. And you want to make sure that you clean both sides of that window screen and around the interior and exterior of that frame. Then rinse off the window screens with lukewarm water.
So next, you want to allow those screens to dry completely before you replace them in the window. And don't even think about using a pressure washer on them while your windows are closed and they are still in the frames, because you could damage them and the window, not to mention the leaking water you're going to squirt right through those windows into the house.
Now, you can put those screens back in, or if you prefer, you can store the screens during the winter months. You want to make sure, though, that you keep them upright or flat and do not lean anything against them or put anything on top of them, because those screens can get damaged so easily.
Absolutely. Now, if you are dropping storm windows into place to keep cold air out, now is also a good time to clean those windows and clean and lubricate the tracks. And for all windows, take the opportunity to check the exterior spaces between the trim and the siding, because this is where you get cracks and gaps that will let a lot of cold air in. So re-caulk those as needed to keep the elements away. We've got a video that walks you through how to clean and store your screens on MoneyPit.com.
Julie in Colorado's on the line and has a heating question.
My question is regarding heat pump and how energy efficient they might be, because we're an all-electric house. Our electric bill is very high.
And how is your house heated right now, Julie?
It's heated with baseboards. And actually, we don't even really heat. Our house will heat one room because it's so expensive.
Right now, you're heating with electric resistance heat, which, as you accurately stated, is the most expensive type of heat. Now, a heat pump system would be far less expensive, but it would require a duct system to be installed throughout the house. So you would have that upfront cost of running the heating ducts. If you had that system installed, the way a heat pump works is it's kind of like an air conditioning system that runs all winter, except that in the wintertime, the refrigeration system is reversed. Now, if you've ever walked, say, by a window air conditioner in the summer, you know it blows hot air out the back of it, out to the outside. If you sort of took that window air conditioner out and flipped it around and stuck it inside, you'd have a heat pump. It'd be blowing the hot air in the house. That's essentially what happens. It reverses the refrigeration cycle in the wintertime. Now, generally speaking, heat pumps are not always recommended for very, very cold climates because heat pumps only maintain the heat when there's a 2-degree differentiation between what the temperature is set at, what the temperature is and what the temperature is set at, I should say. So if you set your temperature at 70, it falls to 69, the heat goes on. If it falls inside the 68, the heat pump stays on. If it falls to 67, the heat pump says to its electric resistance backup system, which is always part of a heat pump, hey, I can't keep up with this. I need some help. Turn on the heating coils. And then you're not saving any money. So will it be less expensive than baseboard electric? Yes, but it has a significant upfront cost in terms of the installation because you need a duct system as well as the heat pump equipment. Does that make sense?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. Whatever your fall projects are, we can help you get those projects done. Give us a call 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT.
And just ahead, if you've got a busted tile that needs to be replaced, the problem is usually not having an extra matching tile handy. We're going to solve that problem with some tricks to make them magically reappear when the Money Pit returns. You know, fall is the best planting season for trees and shrubs, and that's why I'm planting a full line of arborvitae at my house right now. I went to fastgrowingtrees.com, I got a great price, and they deliver them to my house in just a couple days.
Fastgrowingtrees.com is the world's largest online nursery. They have thousands of varieties of trees, shrubs, and plants. Whether you're looking for shade, privacy, fruit trees, or just added color for your yard, every plant is shipped with a well-developed root system ready to explode with new growth come spring. Plus, they have a 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee.
So do like I did, go to fastgrowingtrees.com/moneypit today and save. Money Pit listeners who buy now through November 15th at fastgrowingtrees.com/moneypit will receive 10% off their purchase. That's 10% off at fastgrowingtrees.com/moneypit. fastgrowingtrees.com/moneypit. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
This is Damon John from ABC Shark Tank, talking to business owners about how to get more buyers, better buyers, more profitable buyers, all without any real investment or risk. My own personal mentor, marketing legend Jay Abraham, is the absolute master of generating high profit referrals. He knows 150 ways your business can acquire no cost, no risk referrals. Do you want to know how to get your business going and growing faster? The safest way that I know is getting others to recommend and refer their buyers, customers, family, and friends to buy from you. Jay Abraham is my go-to source for high profit
nonprofit referrals. He can become your source too. Learn Jay's 150 strategy referral mastery system. Go to refermorebuyers.com. That's refermorebuyers.com. Again, that's refermorebuyers.com.
Good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we love our Money Pit fans. We love you guys so much, and we're so thankful for all you do for us and for tuning in all the time and listening to us on our podcast. Tell a friend. Tell somebody all about the Money Pit and help them get on to the Money Pit bandwagon. We love giving you guys project advice and ideas. Remember, subscribe to the Money Pit podcast. You can find it on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Google Podcast, iHeart, and tune in.
Plus, you can always call us with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT, and you might just win our weekly giveaway. And today we've got the Jorgensen Easy Hold Expandable Bar Clamp package to give away to one listener. Now, clamping tools are really the only products that Tony Jorgensen makes, and they do it really well. I mean, they've been doing this for more than 100 years, and I like these Easy Hold clamps. I've got a set of them myself, and they make it easy to take on projects when you just have like a single hand to kind of grab a clamp on something and gives you that extra set of hands, the extra set of hold. I've been working on a makeover, and I was just telling my team here off air, I found a very old tricycle from the early 80s, I believe it was, and it used to belong to my nephew who had babies, and now we're going to redo it for his kids, and we found that it needed a total makeover, so it's like a little body shop in my garage right now for this little tricycle.
That is a great project.
And I'm using my Easy Hold clamps to hold things down while I bang them apart, put them back together, and so on. That set of clamps is worth $170 going out to one caller drawn at random. Make that you. Pick up the phone, give us a call at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Lee in Maryland's on the line with a concrete question. What can we do for you today?
House was built 30 years ago, and I've been told by several contractors that my slab is 16 by 18 that I'm going to pour. I've been told by several contractors that I should put rebar into the house and connect it to the house, and then I've been told by other contractors that I should just put expansion joints in, and I don't know what to do.
Okay, so this slab is for the garage?
No, it's off the side of my deck.
Oh, okay, so a patio. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it'll be right up against the house, though.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, listen, putting the rebar in and tying into the house is a good, solid way to do that, but if you prep the soil right underneath it, I tend to think you probably don't have to do that. Most people, where they go wrong is they don't prep the soil. They don't prep the soil. They don't prep the base. And if that soil is compressible, if it's topsoil, if it's mulch, if it's not flattened out and really tamped down mechanically, I mean with a machine tamper, then you're going to have all kinds of movement in that slab, and that's where you get in trouble. So if it's just a matter of being concerned about it dropping, you know, I guess with all the work you're doing, it wouldn't hurt to run the rebar into the house. You'd have to drill holes, set it inside the block wall, and then run the rebar into the slab itself. But you want to make sure that slab is properly reinforced. If it's 16 by 8, you know, you're probably going to want to put a seam in it to give it some room to move without cracking. But I think it's not terribly necessary, but I don't think you can go wrong by doing it. But, again, the most important thing is to tamp that base under where you're going to pour the slab really, really well, because invariably that's what causes the problems with slabs. And make sure you have a good pitch away from the house so that you don't trap any water against the house. You don't force water to run back into the house even when it settles, okay?
Okay. It had a base of concrete backwash tamped down really good, and it was starting to set up pretty good. But I was going to bring in some more 57 limestone and then pack it down. You think that would be ample or a good choice of rock to use?
Yeah, I would go through the trouble of renting a mechanical tamper and using a mechanical tamper, because I tell you what, when you put that base in and you tamp it mechanically, it itself becomes hard as concrete.
Okay.
Thanks, Lee. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, ceramic surfaces are durable and really easy to care for, but from time to time, you might encounter the need to make a repair to that ceramic tile surface. Now, those repairs can vary from a grouting issue or to even replacing a cracked tile. Now, the problem with replacing cracked tiles is that more often than not, you don't have a matching tile handy. Well, we've got some magic tricks to make them reappear.
Well, that's right. And something that happens a lot when you set out to do a bath remodel, because it's not always possible with an older house, even a 10-year-old tile can sometimes be really hard to find. But when replacing any tile, it's really always first choice, best to use ones left over from the original installation. Then you can be sure that the replacement tile is going to perfectly match the existing ones. But if you don't have any squirreled away, bring the broken pieces to a well-stocked tile store, and you might be able to find a new one that is a close substitute.
Yeah, and you know what? You can also consider stealing one from an area that's not very visible. Maybe you've got the tile surface in a closet, or it's under a refrigerator or the dishwasher. Removing that old tile can be a bit tricky, but it's definitely possible. And another option, which tends to be a little bit costly, is that you can have tiles made to order, custom glazes mixed exactly to match. The only thing is, you've got to make sure that if you're having a tile made, and say it's for a floor versus a wall, you have to make sure that that surface has all of those standards that you would see when you're purchasing a ceramic tile for a floor, because they have different ratings on them, so they're not as slippery, etc. So you have to make sure if you're having one made that it's going to do the same thing.
Now, here's my favorite option, because it's the least expensive, and 9 out of 10 times no one's going to know exactly what you did. Let's say despite your best efforts, you can't find the replacement, you don't want to have one made, it's too expensive, whatever. Well, you could just forget about trying to match the tile altogether and fill the spot with an accent tile. An accent tile could be a tile of a different color or a different texture. In that case, you might even want to randomly replace a handful of tiles around the floor or the wall to make the fix blend in with the rest of the field. I've used this approach a number of times over the years, and it's always interesting that you get so many nice compliments about the pattern after you're done. And folks really have no idea that it was done to solve a problem. They thought it was just intentional to have the mixed tiles, and they look fantastic. So lots of options there. If you do have to replace a broken tile, don't have one around, there are some ways to get it done.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT with your home repair or your home improvement questions. Hey, do you know the best way to store leftover paint cans? We're going to have the answer when the Money Pit returns.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
It is presented by QuickCrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You can call us with your home improvement question, or you could post it to the Money Pit website, which is exactly what George in New Jersey did.
That's right. George writes, after painting, I have two partially used cans of latex paint. Can the shelf life be improved if all the air in the cans to be stored were replaced with water to displace all the air?
Ah, well, that's an interesting idea, George. I don't think it's going to work because with latex paint, the water is just going to mix in with the latex paint itself, and you'll have soupy paint when you go to open it up again.
The paint will be terrible.
I do have a few other suggestions for you that you may find helpful. When it comes to storing paint, you know, the life expectancy of leftover paint, most manufacturers are going to tell you it's about 2 years. My personal experience is it can last at least twice that long, but the success depends not only on where the paint is stored, like a cool, dry area, but even more importantly, the condition of the can, the condition of that seal between the paint lid and the paint can. Now, as you pointed out, the enemy of storing paint is simply air. So the more air that gets into that can, the shorter the life of the paint. So the seal is the key. Here's how you can make sure it's as tight as possible. First up, when you open a new can of paint, how do most of us do this? We use a screwdriver, right? Well,
sure.
That's probably not the best tool because you can deform that paint lid and then impact the seal. The better option is to use a paint can opener tool. You've probably seen these at the paint store. It has a little bit of a wide lip on it, and it grabs the paint can lid and opens it up without damaging it. Now, once you have it open, it's okay to use the screwdriver if you need to poke some drainage holes in the bottom of that channel inside the can, but don't use it to pry that lid off initially. Now, when you're done with the paint, you want to use the brush to clean that seam as much as possible. Get all that old paint out of it, and you can use a rag to wipe the opposing seam on the lid. Because paint that dries in either area, either on the lid or in that can lip, is going to prevent that lid from sealing completely. Now, in addition, paint that sits in the seam can cause rust, which can discolor the paint. A lesson, Leslie, I learned the hard way. You know, a few years ago, I tried to touch up some woodwork in my home using paint from the same can that I initially had painted the wood with. And once the paint dried, I noticed it was a different color. It was more of like a, had like sort of a tea stain to it. And I was like, what the heck? I know it's the right paint. Well, it turned out that some rust had fallen into that paint. And it had totally changed the color from white to a little bit of off-white, and it was very obvious when it did the touch-up. So learn that lesson from me. Now, when it comes time to seal that paint can up, what I like to do is to seal it first with a piece of clear plastic wrap, like Saran wrap. This kind of helps act as a gasket. And then you can place that lid on top and tap it down gently at first so you get it set just right, you get the seating just right. Use a rubber mallet if you have one. If you've got to use a hammer, do it gently. You want to make sure it's an evenly distributed weight all across the top of that seam. Then what you can do, and this is the best tip ever, take a rag and lay it over the top of the can and bang it down through the rag. Why are you doing that? First of all, you're not denting the can, but if you left any drips of paint in that lip, it doesn't shoot out in all directions and cover you and the whole area you're working in paint drippage. I've stored paint this way and had it last 5 years, so I know it works. Just take your time, and this way you'll be able to use it again and again and again. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thanks for spending part of your fall weekend with us. We hope we've inspired you to take on some projects around your house. If you've got questions about those projects, remember, you can always reach us 24-7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT. If we're not in the studio, we promise we will call you back the next time we are. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call Invent.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump says he's feeling better, but's expected to stay at the Walter Reed Hospital for a couple more days.
The president was flown to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center yesterday evening at the recommendation of his physician. A White House spokesman says the move was made out of an abundance of caution. Dr. Sean Conley says Mr. Trump was given a dose of experimental coronavirus antibodies, as well as the antiviral drug remdesivir. In a brief video posted on Twitter, the president said, "I think I'm doing very well, but we're going to make sure that things work out." Greg Clugston reporting.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump released another video this evening saying he's feeling better, hopes to be back soon, he says. His doctors say his health update that the medical team is cautiously optimistic, but note that the president not yet out of the woods. Supreme Court opening a new term with Republicans on the cusp of a solid conservative majority. Eight justices getting back to work on Monday, less than a month before the presidential election. They're still mourning the death of their colleague, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died last month. COVID-19 having an adverse effect on juries.
A Virginia city's efforts to resume jury trials during the COVID-19 pandemic have stalled because most people being called to serve aren't showing up. The Virginian Pilot reports roughly 9 out of 10 possible jurors aren't showing up for court in Norfolk, a jump from the usual no-show rate of about 1 in 3. In one instance, a murder trial was supposed to start Monday, but only 25 of the 240 people summoned for jury duty came. Officials had to delay until Tuesday to call in 90 more. Only 5 showed, but it was enough. Keith Peters reporting.
Britain's recorded nearly 13,000 new coronavirus infections, by far the highest daily total since the outbreak began. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the 4 best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the 4 ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from 4 different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Videos of a Kansas City police officer kneeling on a pregnant black woman while arresting her have led to demands that the officer be fired and have renewed calls that the police chief step down.
In this video shot by Troy Robertson, the crowd can be heard yelling, "She's pregnant," while officers tell them to back up or they'll go to jail and that she's not listening. The woman's lawyer said her client was thrown to the ground after complaining about an officer backing into her while she was filming at a memorial event Wednesday, and says she was checked out at a hospital and is okay but in pain. Police say the woman interfered with officers trying to arrest another man, and then she resisted. Civil rights leaders ridiculed that version of events, saying the video shows the woman was not resisting. Kansas City's mayor says the police chief is investigating the incident. I'm Julie Walker.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A new poll reveals current college and university students increasingly finding it acceptable to take direct action, including violence, in order to protest or censor a campus speaker with whom they disagree.
The poll conducted by the Foundation for Individual Rights and Education, Real Clear Education, and College Pulse showed that 18% of students responded that violence was in some form acceptable. 36% of Ivy League students say that shouting down a speaker is always or sometimes acceptable. The survey questioned 20,000 students at 55 campuses across the nation. Patrick Frost reporting.
Ron Peronoski, the left-handed ace of the L.A. Dodgers bullpen who helped them win a World Series championships in the 1960s, passed away at the age of 84. He's the third former Dodger player to die in a week, along with outfielders Jay Johnstone and Sweet Lou Johnson. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Ah, Leslie, you know, there's nothing more relaxing than a nice warm bath.
Yeah, but who has the time? We've gone from a nation of bathers to a shower society, and plumbing fixture designers are helping you turn your shower into a spa-like massage.
Read Turn Your Boring Bath Into a Power Shower when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Pony Jorgensen Clamping Products. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on projects around your house. What are you planning for today, tomorrow, this weekend, next weekend? If you've got a project you'd like to get done, we'd like to help. Help yourself first by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your question to the Money Pit's Facebook page at facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. Coming up on today's episode, from single sinks to limited square footage, small bathrooms often leave a lot to be desired. But you don't have to make a bathroom bigger just to make it better. We're going to share some space-saving tricks just ahead.
Plus, do you ever feel like you spend as much time cleaning your kitchen as you do cooking in it? Well, we've got some tips on how you can put all of that to rest by creating a low-maintenance kitchen.
And with the chilly weather setting in, do you have an area of your house that just never seems to get warm? Now is a really good time to talk about a possible solution with space heaters. If they're used safely, they can be terrific. We're going to tell you how to shop for a heater that can supplement your whole home heat and do so without driving up the utility expense.
But first, are you thinking about a project that you'd like to get done while the weather is really just so perfect outside? Well, maybe you want to bring some of those fall colors into your home, or you're doing a redecorating project, or you're thinking of doing a flooring project or painting. Whatever it is, we are here to help.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Think of us as your extra set of hands to get the job done. And speaking of which, we're also giving away this hour the Easy Hold bar clamps. Those are my extra set of hands. We've got a set of eight from the Pony Jorgensen Company that are going out to one lucky caller drawn at random. So make that you. Pick up the phone. Give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Judy in Virginia, you've got a painting question. How can we help you with that project?
We are trying to put an epoxy on our basement floor, like we did on our garage floor. And we are having a very serious problem with this basement floor project because we went through all the process of putting down the pre-treatment that we get rid of any oils or solutions on the floor that bubbled out the way it was supposed to. Then we went in and we put down the epoxy as we were supposed to, and it came right back up. It turned to like a brown powder and then just came up. And so we got all that off, and then we went back in and put down a sealer, and then came back with epoxy again, and it's doing the same exact thing. We had no problem with our garage floor, and it's a garage floor that was put down several years after the basement was done, and we were told that from some people who know the history of the house that the basement, or that the house was built in the winter months back in the mid-'80s, and that they likely used calcium chloride to help the cement set up, and that it could be having an effect on this epoxy. We're using a very good quality, a name brand. It's not a box store quality. It's a quality product that we're using.
Okay, have you turned to the manufacturer to ask the question as to what might be going on?
Well, we have asked, and the calcium chloride did come up as a possibility, but they don't really know what to do about that.
So you did talk directly to the manufacturer, not the retailer, about this?
The retailer actually talked with the manufacturer about it.
I would go right to the manufacturer and speak with them directly about this. I don't like going through the middleman because, you know, not that I don't trust the retailer to do this. You can never be sure if they're actually talking to the right guy, and they could be talking to a field rep who thinks he knows the answer, and maybe he doesn't. I mean, obviously the first thing that came to mind was moisture. Was the floor thoroughly dried before you started this whole process?
Yes, it was. Okay. We made certain it was very dry in there and used big box fans after we had scrubbed the floor real thoroughly. The big box fans were used, and the doors were open to let the air circulate through, and it was very dry.
Both times, the paint that you put down, was it from the same batch?
No, different batches.
I've never heard of an epoxy floor not adhering, so this is an unusual situation, and it's one that I would turn to the technical experts at the manufacturer. As you mentioned, it's a major brand. They have folks, chemists, that basically are standing by to take questions like this. Most of them do. If you have difficulty identifying the right people to talk to, if you email us to show@moneypit.com with the details, perhaps some photographs, and the name of the manufacturer, I'm certain that we could quickly get through to the right person for you. There's a chemical reaction going on here that's causing this issue, and we got to get to the bottom of it.
Will do. All right. Thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. That's an unusual situation, and there's got to be a reaction going on between that floor.
Yeah. You know, I've heard of instances where a previous homeowner maybe put like a water-based sealant or a water sealant on a concrete.
Or a silicone.
Yeah. And
I
you
was
don't
thinking about a silicone
it.
Sealer. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if they put a silicone sealer down on the concrete, that could impact
right.
it as well.
And then you might not know it's there.
But, I mean, that's what the pre-treatment is supposed to deal with. You know, the idea of using the acid etch products that all the epoxy floors come with. The epoxy, they come with an acid etch, and it sounds like that's what Judy did. So let's hope she can get to the bottom of it.
Heading out to Iowa, where Andrew's got a question about a wood floor. Tell us what you're working on.
My fiance and I just sanded our floors, and we are getting ready to put down some product on our floor. And I just wanted to know what kind of product I should be using. It's probably an oak floor.
Well, that's a great project, Andrew. There are choices to be made now. Did you have a finish on this floor before?
It did. It was like a reddish tint.
Okay.
So it's still showing through a little bit. We didn't take it all the way down to bare wood.
What did you use to sand it with?
It was a machine that had, it was like a giant hand sander, basically. It had a handle on it and a big sheet of sandpaper on it. Just took down the old varnish that was on it.
Okay, so was it a belt sander where the big wide belt spins around, or was it more of sort of like a vibrating sander?
It was a vibrating sander.
All right, so here's the thing. This floor was stained before, and I'm concerned that if you just put a clear finish on it, if you're happy with the look of the floor right now with a little bit of the red showing through, then you can just put a clear finish on it. But if you're not, it gets a little bit tricky because to try to add more of that color in, it's hard to get the exact same color. And you would almost probably have to go a couple of steps darker, and then you may have some issues about some areas had more of the old varnish on it than other areas, and they're going to absorb differently. So it's a little more difficult to refinish a floor like you've done if it had stain on it. Now, if it didn't have stain on it, you're just sort of sanding off the varnish, and you're putting a fresh coat of varnish, you don't have the issue. The issue that you might have is because it was stained before, you might have some of that blotchy color coming through. If you have stain on a floor, generally you can't use that type of approach to sand it. You have to use the belt sander approach, which is a big machine with a very wide belt that you should not do yourself, because if you sneeze while using this thing, you'll just ruin the floor. It's a very hard machine to use as a do-it-yourself, or it's really something a pro has to use all the time. So the first question you have to kind of ask yourselves is, are you happy with the look of the floor if you were to seal it and finish it just like it is, if that's going to work for you guys? And if it is, what I would do is I would put on at least three coats of oil-based polyurethane or solvent-based polyurethane. Do not use the water-based products, the acrylic-based products, because they're just not durable enough. They're great on doors and trim and furniture, but on floors, I would always use the oil-based product. Now, you apply it not with a brush, but with something called a lamb's wool applicator, and basically, it's kind of like a mop on a stick, and you dip it into a tray of this urethane, and you sort of mop it on and work your way out of the room, and then find something else to do for at least a half a day, maybe even longer, to let it dry really, really well. If it's the least bit tacky, do not put second coats on it. This may take a couple of days depending on the humidity level. Wait till it's really super dry. If you try to recoat it and it's still tacky, it has even a harder time drying the next time around. So make sure it's super dry before you put the next coat on. And about three coats of that, try to stay off it as much as you can for the first month or so. By that, I mean, you know, don't drag the furniture around. Put some, you know, pieces of carpet or something underneath the legs. Just try to treat it gingerly because it does take a while for it to really, really harden. And you'll be good to go.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call this beautiful fall season and let us know what you are doing at your Money Pit. Are you thinking of getting it ready for the winter? Are you tackling a decor project? Whatever it is this fall season, we are here to lend a hand 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. And just ahead, is your bathroom a bit snug? Well, remodeling is always an option, but it can be very expensive. Instead, we're going to have some space-saving tips that can save you a bundle when the Money Pit returns. You know, fall is the best planting season for trees and shrubs, and that's why I'm planting a full line of arborvitae at my house right now. I went to fastgrowingtrees.com, I got a great price, and they deliver them to my house in just a couple days.
Fastgrowingtrees.com is the world's largest online nursery. They have thousands of varieties of trees, shrubs, and plants. Whether you're looking for shade, privacy, fruit trees, or just added color for your yard, every plant is shipped with a well-developed root system ready to explode with new growth come spring. Plus, they have a 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee.
So do like I did. Go to fastgrowingtrees.com/MoneyPit today and save. Money Pit listeners who buy now through November 15th at fastgrowingtrees.com/MoneyPit will receive 10% off their purchase. That's 10% off at fastgrowingtrees.com/MoneyPit. fastgrowingtrees.com/MoneyPit.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867.
This is Damon John from ABC's Shark Tank, talking to business owners about how to get more buyers, better buyers, more profitable buyers, all without any real investment or risk. My own personal mentor, marketing legend Jay Abraham, is the absolute master of generating high profit referrals. He knows 150 ways your business can acquire no cost, no risk referrals. Do you want to know how to get your business going and growing faster? The safest way that I know is getting others to recommend and refer their buyers, customers, family, and friends to buy from you. Jay Abraham is my go-to source for high profit referrals. He can become your source too. Learn Jay's 150 strategy referral mastery system. Go to refermorebuyers.com. That's refermorebuyers.com. Again, that's refermorebuyers.com.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we just want to take a moment to say thank you. Thank you so much for tuning into the program. We appreciate you. We appreciate you doing so to our regular listeners that hardly ever miss a weekend broadcast. We really do appreciate you. And if you would do us a big favor, please share your appreciation of the Money Pit on your social media pages. Subscribe to our podcast. That means a lot to us. We'd like to also give away some product this hour. We've got a set of Jorgensen Easy Hold expandable bar clamps to give away. You know, these clamps are very handy. You definitely will be able to clamp with one hand by using them. Plus, they can be joined together to double the capacity for big projects. And they deliver 600 pounds of clamping power. They're made by the Pony Jorgensen Company. You can learn more at ponyjorgensen.com. We've got a set of 8 clamps. We've got 2 each of the 6-inch, 12-inch, 18-inch, and 24-inch. It'll be all set for any kind of clamping project around the house. The package is worth almost $170 going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. How do you do that? Call us with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post it to the Money Pit's website at moneypit.com. Well, there are a few things that those that love old houses, like me, are familiar with, and one is drafty windows. Less than perfect plumbing is another, squeaky floors, and small bathrooms, especially that last one, which greets you every morning when you feel like you can hardly fit in the place to get done what you got to get done.
I mean, it's true. And you know what? Baths in new homes have nearly doubled in size over the past 30 years, and most older home bathrooms average about 5 by 8. That's pretty small. That's like a sheet of plywood.
Yeah, right? Exactly. A little bit more.
I mean, it's a little tiny space, but short of ripping out the walls to increase the space you've got, you might think you really don't have that many options, but there are some ways that you can use the space to its fullest potential, and here are some tips to help you do just that. Now, first of all, if it works in your space, consider a corner sink. Now, whether it's a pedestal style or a wall-mounted version, a corner sink is going to provide some functional charm and free up a lot of floor space in that bathroom. Now, setting up space-saving storage elsewhere in that room means you don't need the traditional cabinet vanity, and a smaller bowl is still going to give you plenty of capacity to wash and brush.
Now, speaking of the corners, another thing you can consider is called a curved quadrant shower unit. You can conserve some precious floor space by including a curved shower enclosure in your bathroom model. That takes two straight sides in a corner and mounts it with a curvy entry that saves at least 1 square foot of space compared with traditional units. And that 1 square foot of space might not seem like a lot, but trust me, it is, and it works really well. Another thing that you might do is to consider toilets that have flat tank tops. The flat top tank gives you another storage spot where you can place an organizer directly on top of it, or you can take advantage of the wall space above for hanging a cabinet or a shelving unit.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also want to think about lower profile faucets and fixtures. Now, that's going to open up some visual space when you choose something that has a more low profile look to it. And while the range of styles available allow you to really choose something that beautifully accessorizes a small bathroom, you're going to find that just having that little bit of space just to your eye really opens up that room to you. Plus, bath sinks don't have to be big to get the job done. Now, another thing you can consider is small scale cabinet mounted vessel sinks. I mean, a vessel sink is really great because that style sort of mounted on a smaller scaled down cabinet or maybe even another piece of furniture that's being repurposed to give you a bit of storage in that bathroom. I mean, it really is lovely. Plus, that frees up a lot more space. Now, another thing that you can consider is converting a piece of furniture. Maybe it's a vintage find. Maybe it's something you've already got. Perhaps it's like a bar cart or something interesting, a kind of a fun vintage find. That's going to add a ton of personality to your bathroom space, but also give you some clever storage. Obviously, depending on the piece you pick will determine what you can store there, but it could be for linens, toiletries, makeup, whatever, but you can do it in a stylish way. So just think outside of the box.
Now, we were running out of towel storage in one of the bathrooms in our house, and we needed a towel rack like the kind that you see in hotels that's like about 4 feet long. And I could not for the life of me find one that was that wide. They were all like more narrow, like around 2 feet. So I made one. Now, I didn't make it out of like chrome pipe. I made it out of PVC, and then I painted it chrome, and it looks fantastic. You do not know that this isn't chrome when you first look at it, and it fits the space perfectly. So bottom line, where there's a will, there's a way. Use up all that space, both the space that's down low and the space that's up high, for storage in a small bath. It really does make a big difference.
Elizabeth in New Jersey, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have an outdoor shower, and all of a sudden the pressure just went very, very low. So I didn't know what to do with it.
And it's the only fixture that the pressure has changed on?
Rest of my hoses are fine outside. Inside is fine.
Well, have you thought about taking the shower head off and sort of disassembling it? Because you may have just some sort of sediment or something that's come in through the pipe and just sort of lodged itself at where the water outflow would come. So if you unscrew the shower head, then sort of start taking that aerator apart, but remember the order in which you're taking things out, because it's got to go back in, obviously, in the opposite order. And I would just start taking things out and rinsing things off, because there could be just some debris. I mean, especially if it's an outdoor shower, you know, just something clogging it up in there. And that usually does the trick. I mean, I would start there. Just make sure you put it all back in the correct order and it'll work fine.
Oh, I love the outdoor shower. It's the greatest.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Carol in Texas is on the line with a question about a ceiling crack. How can we help you?
I have a crack right in front of my front door. It's a slab. It was the porch, and then it was taken to the house. It's more like a sunroom. We extended the outside of it all the way to the ends of the house, so it's about 33 foot across. And I think what happens is that it gets dry. The soil gets dry, and so now we have a crack in that ceiling. And we hope to put our house on the market next year. Being a realtor, I don't really want that crack showing, because people get alarmed. I don't think it's anything to worry about, but I don't like the looks of it. So would you tell me what to do and do it right?
So the ceiling material in the porch is made of what?
It is sheetrock up there with the finishing, so that it's not popcorn or anything like that. Just smooth finish on the ceiling.
And the crack is, you said it's 33 feet long, so
No. The crack goes across the other direction.
Oh, okay. So
it goes horizontal. Yeah, it goes.
So it's not 33 feet long. All right.
Yes, sir.
So here's what happens. The cracks reform because people generally spackle them, and then they expand and contract, and it kind of shows through. The right way to do it is to sand over the area of the crack, so you get some rough surface there, and then you put a piece of fiberglass repair tape across it, which is sort of like a mesh-looking kind of sticky-back drywall tape, and it'll hold there by itself. And then you put
spackle on top of that, so the fiberglass mesh actually bridges the gap across the crack. And once that's done, it's a much stronger seam, and as the ceiling expands and contracts, the crack doesn't reform. It takes 3 or 4 good coats of finish to get that done, but that really is the hot ticket.
And then you go ahead and paint it white,
yep.
Just like your ceiling
absolutely.
White paint.
Uh-huh. That's correct.
Well, and I just don't want it showing. I'm not really worried about it because it's a very, very small hairline crack. I know that it'll alarm people.
Sure. And totally understand. And I think that that's basically the right thing to do. Okay?
I appreciate that. And thank you for your help.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. We are always here to help you with whatever your home improvement dilemma is. Design, decor, plumbing, heating, you name it, we can lend a hand 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up, do you ever feel like you spend as much time cleaning your kitchen as you are cooking in it? Well, we've got some tips on how you can put all of that to rest by creating a low-maintenance kitchen next.
888-MONEYPIT.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on matchingdonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. Matchingdonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to matchingdonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's matchingdonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you have someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com. Home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, if you asked us to choose the most popular home improvement of all time, it would have to be the kitchen, and there's really a good reason for this. Now, kitchens, along with bathrooms, consistently deliver the best return on your investment when it comes time to sell.
And yeah, it's really mission control for family life. It's the space you probably spend more time in than any other room in your home. Today's kitchens also require less upkeep as they're easier to keep clean and organized, two things that make cooking a lot easier. With us with tips on how to create your own low-maintenance kitchen space is Dan DeClerico. Dan is the home expert and smart home strategist for Home Advisor. Welcome, Dan.
Hey, it's good to be here, guys. Thanks.
You know, I saw a series, in fact, I shared it with Leslie, of kitchens throughout the years, and it really is amazing how many changes that room has gone through. Where do you think we are now, and what's going to be the next big thing in the kitchen space?
Yeah, I think it is on a 20-year cycle, so we're sort of entering into a new territory here, and I think there is a real emphasis on low maintenance. I think it's largely being driven by millennials. They've had a harder time getting into that first home. Now that they're there, they want the experience to be a little more stress-free, a little more frictionless than perhaps 20 years ago. So it's really influencing, I would say, first and foremost, a lot of the material choices, starting with countertops. If you go back 20 years, it was a beautiful marble countertop that, you know, if you dropped a glass of grape juice on it, your mother would rip your head off. So a lot of interest in quartz for that very reason. It's a very durable material. It's going to resist stains and scratches, or porcelain slab, something else that's really coming on strong of late for the same reason.
Yeah, I mean, even laminate's making a comeback now, and that's pretty inexpensive, a couple bucks a square foot.
It is, and it looks great. Gosh, we were at the show a couple weeks ago, Kitchen & Bath Show, and some of these patterns and designs are so beautiful. And so, you know, if you want to go for the natural look, it's very convincing, and then there's all sorts of bright colors and if you want to go a different direction. But, yeah, laminate is a great choice.
And you know what I think is so interesting is that when it comes to these surface finishes, the floor, a gigantic surface in your house, there's so many options for that as well at a variety of price points. And then you sort of have to look at it as what's your level or want of maintenance and durability.
Yeah. I mean, people, hardwood floors are always going to love them. But, hey, there's a lot. I got hardwood floors in my home. I mean, the scratching and it's an issue, the fading. So that's where something like a wood look porcelain tile can be a great solution, you know, very little upkeep without really any compromise in style. It looks fantastic. Similar with vinyl. Some of the luxury vinyl tile that we're seeing these days is just beautiful stuff and at a much more reasonable price point than real hardwood floors.
Let's talk about colors. You know, the all-white kitchen's been popular for a long time now with the white subway tile to match. Where do you think the colors are going to go in the next few years when it comes to kitchen remodels?
We are seeing color come into the kitchen, and I think maintenance is a big issue there. That beautiful, pristine white kitchen doesn't stay that way for long. So better to introduce a little bit of color, you know, onto the cabinets, onto the walls. We're seeing beiges and blues, greens leading the way. So more colorful kitchen in the decade to come for sure.
Oh, my goodness. And the cabinetry colors that are out there, you're right, with the blues and the teals. I mean, they're gorgeous. They're rich. They look like they're so heavily saturated, and they make such a statement in the kitchen. And I love when you mix it with an unexpected finish on a faucet. You know, we're seeing all that antique gold again. It's so beautiful.
No, absolutely. And with the cabinets themselves, you know, shaker cabinets for several years now have been coming on strong, but I think they're going to continue again. And, you know, back to maintenance, if you compare that with a, you know, complicated French country cabinet from 20 years ago that was trapping grease and all those details were kind of hard to keep it clean. Shaker is just a much more sensible option that's still beautiful, still elegant. So, you know, you're not having to give up style to get all these benefits of low-maintenance materials.
Yeah, and as we said in the opening, I mean, the number one reason that folks love to remodel kitchens is because they actually give you a really good return on your investment. They help you sell the house if you want to sell it, and you get to enjoy it all the years leading up to that.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, the kitchen, it's the room that sells the house, but it's the room you're going to enjoy the most while you're in there. So, you know, spend some time, spend some money, do the job right.
Dan DeClerico, the home expert and smart home strategist for Home Advisor. Thanks for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thanks, guys.
Coming up with the chilly weather settling in, do you have an area in your house that just never seems to be warm? Well, an infrared space heater could be your solution. We're going to tell you how to shop for that heater that can supplement your whole home heat and reduce your overall utility expenses next.
You live in a money pit.
You know, fall is the best planting season for trees and shrubs. And that's why I'm planting a full line of arborvitae at my house right now. I went to fastgrowingtrees.com. I got a great price, and they deliver them to my house in just a couple days.
Fastgrowingtrees.com is the world's largest online nursery. They have thousands of varieties of trees, shrubs, and plants. Whether you're looking for shade, privacy, fruit trees, or just added color for your yard, every plant is shipped with a well-developed root system ready to explode with new growth come spring. Plus, they have a 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee.
So do like I did. Go to fastgrowingtrees.com/moneypit today and save. Money Pit listeners who buy now through November 15th at fastgrowingtrees.com/moneypit will receive 10% off their purchase. That's 10% off at fastgrowingtrees.com/moneypit. fastgrowingtrees.com/moneypit. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867.
This is Damon John from ABC Shark Tank, talking to business owners about how to get more buyers, better buyers, more profitable buyers, all without any real investment or risk. My own personal mentor, marketing legend Jay Abraham, is the absolute master of generating high profit referrals. He knows 150 ways your business can acquire no cost, no risk referrals. Do you want to know how to get your business going and growing faster? The safest way that I know is getting others to recommend and refer their buyers, customers, family, and friends to buy from you. Jay Abraham is my go-to source for high profit nonprofit referrals. He can become your source too. Learn Jay's 150 strategy referral mastery system. Go to refermorebuyers.com. That's refermorebuyers.com. Again, that's refermorebuyers.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call right now with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT. You might just win a set of Jorgensen Easy Hold expandable bar clamps. With these handy clamps, you will be able to clamp with one hand. Plus, they can be joined together to double the capacity for bigger projects. You know, clamping tools are the only products that the folks at Pony Jorgensen make, and they've been doing it right because they've been doing it for over a century. You get a set of eight clamps worth almost $170 going out to one caller drawn at random. Make that you. Call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, and you can learn more about these products at ponyjorgensen.com.
Bob in Connecticut, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I live in a house that's 18 years old, and I actually have the original hydro air heating and cooling system in the home. It's got one air handler in the attic, one in the basement, along with the boiler, and then two 2.5-ton air compressors. This may sound strange, but the system's worked absolutely flawlessly for 18 years. And other than 3 or 4 years ago, I noticed there was some – the water in the condensation pump on the air handler was a little rusty, and it's continued that way since. And so my question is, I feel as though I may be on borrowed time, and I'm not sure if I should look to be proactive and potentially replace everything. I know that wouldn't be cheap, but I hate the thought of it just kind of going out on me, so to speak. And so I appreciate your thoughts.
Well, look, I mean, 18-year-old air conditioning compressors are certainly beyond the normal life cycle, but an 18-year-old boiler and an 18-year-old furnace is, you know, still kind of middle-aged. So if anything, you know, the compressors would probably go first. A little bit of rust in the condensate pan and system is not unusual. That could it's probably coming from the ducts. I would tell you just make sure you keep servicing on a regular basis and doing the same thing you are. I personally wouldn't replace it until I had to, because you know what? I mean, that could go another 6 months or it could go another 6 years.
Okay.
And, you know, it could be on borrowed time. And so if it happens, you replace it then. But if not, you just keep going the way you are. Just as long as you keep it serviced, it's going to work as efficiently as it possibly can.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your help.
Good luck, Bob. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, if you haven't done so already, pretty soon you're going to be turning up that thermostat to get warm and cozy at home. But did you know that every 2 degrees you lower your thermostat in the winter could save you 10% off of your energy bills? Well, to supplement heat in the room that you use most often, why not consider a portable heater?
Now, I am totally loving this because I do have one room in my house that is always cold and can benefit from a portable heater. And the best kind are the electronic infrared zone heaters. This is a supplemental heater that uses infrared heating to warm any area of your home. Now, you can turn down the furnace and stay warm and save money, especially if it's one room where perhaps you and all the family just tend to congregate.
Now, if you're thinking about picking one of these up, you need to understand exactly how infrared heaters work. So, basically, an infrared heater heats the object in a defined space, and not like the air, which is what central heating systems do. It's like the difference between being directly in the sunlight versus sitting in the shade. Now, no matter where you are, you're not actually seeing a difference in the air temperature. You feel more warm in the sun because the light of the sun hits your clothing and your skin and then keeps you warm.
So with that in mind, you want to make sure you're buying the best model size. Now, portable infrared heaters are going to range in sizes that can heat from about 300 square feet up to 1,000 square feet. And many models have a programmable thermostat to start the heater. So just before you get home and you plop down in your favorite chair, it'll already be warm and ready for you. So buy one that's just big enough, but don't overbuy one. Don't buy one that's too big, or you'll definitely be wasting some energy.
Laura in Connecticut's on the line and needs some help with a project. What are you working on?
I was listening to your program on Saturday, okay, and you were referring to galvanized nails rusting with siding.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have a similar problem. If I polyurethane the nail and tanked over it, would that work, or would it chip?
It will still rust through if you don't have the right kinds of nails. See, if you're talking about cedar siding, what you should have used, or the carpenter should have used, was a stainless steel nail. Those nails obviously won't rust. If they're standard galvanized nails, you do tend to get sort of a bleed through it. Now, if you refinish the siding and you stain it or paint it, then you prime it first, by the way, then you probably will do a pretty good job of stopping most of that from coming through. But if the problem generally happens when you want to stain it because you want to enjoy the grain of the wood, then it's really hard to cover it up.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Unless, of course, you go with rust-colored stain, right, Leslie?
You could do that.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
Can't beat them, join them.
Exactly.
Good luck, Laura. Thanks for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Matt in California is on the line and needs some help with a fireplace. What can we do for you?
Our hearth is ugly, and we want to replace it. We want to take it out and replace it. It has a fireplace insert, but we want to replace it with a wood stove. And our question is, does that... by taking the hearth out, will that affect the flume, the integrity of it, when we put in a wood stove?
Well, I mean, it depends structurally how it's constructed. You know, generally speaking, with a fireplace, the chimney rests on the fireplace. So structurally speaking, you need to make sure that that is still the case. If you're going to leave the fireplace in place and essentially just convert it to a wood stove, then what you'll probably do is break into the chimney and the flue above the fireplace, kind of with a 90-degree bend and straight in, and you'd seal the bottom of the chimney or certainly put a clean-out door there, or maybe just leave the damper in place. It won't affect the structural integrity as long as you leave it structurally intact. You can't start just taking apart the fireplace and expect the chimney not to fall, though. Does that make sense, Matt?
Yeah, all right. Okay, I'm glad I asked. I don't want to take that out and have it all pulled apart on me.
You mean, I would, if it's just the hearth down the bottom that sticks out, you'd probably take that out. But you're really going to have somebody with structural common sense take a look at that and answer this question for you, because I can't see it from here, obviously.
Right, exactly. That's what I thought. Okay, no, that helps. I appreciate that.
But, I mean, are you open to just changing the hearth and changing the look of the fireplace itself? Because that's not terribly difficult.
Yeah, it's the fireplace itself is not very economical, even with the insert that's in there. It's not economic at all. So then we want to go with the wood stove. If we put a wood stove there, that would look not very pleasing with the hearth sticking out like it is, and then having a wood stove. So we thought we could replace that, you know, all the way up to the wall, and then kind of design it so it would look, you know, attractive with a wood stove within there.
Well, you might be able to remove that hearth, but you're going to have a mason or a contractor look at it. If the hearth is there to essentially help make use of the fireplace safer. So if the hearth is not lending any structural contribution to the overall fireplace, you may be able to break that part out and leave the rest in place.
Okay, yeah, I'll have someone look at it because I think that's what we want to do. But you're right, I have some guests first. Thank you a lot, appreciate it.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888 Money Pit. Just ahead, if you're renting an apartment for the first time, there are many things that you've got to consider outside of just the apartment itself. We're going to tell you what you need to know to make the best choice before you sign that lease next.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, MatchingDonors.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Rumblestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You can post your questions to the Money Pit on MoneyPit.com or on our Facebook page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And that's what Marcia did in Illinois. And Leslie, she is tackling an age-old issue.
That's right. Now, Marcia writes, we bought an older home and the whole house is paneled. Is there a way to fill in the gaps in the paneling so that you can paint and make it look like regular walls? I'm on a tight budget. You're going to spend all that budget on filler, by the way.
I tell you what, I'm always surprised about how many times people have asked us about filling in the grooves and paneling. It's not really something that you can do. Whatever you put in there is not going to stay. It's just going to look awful. So your options are either to remove it or to drywall over it or to paint it. And if you need a budget-saving sort of step, maybe between all those possibilities, painting's not so bad. You know, I think that if you prime the paneling well and you paint it a neutral color, you can kind of get away with it. It doesn't look as dated as you might think. I've seen some beautiful homes that had painted paneling and buys you a little bit of time. But the other thing is, if it is sticking to the walls because it was glued on, what you might want to do is think about adding drywall on top of that paneling. You can use a very thin drywall, which is only 3/8 of an inch thick. You're just going to have to spackle it and then prime it and then repaint everything.
Well, good luck, Marcia. This is a big project, but I promise you it's going to look awesome once you get that paneling taken care of.
Well, if you're getting ready to rent an apartment, there are many things to consider outside of just those four walls. Leslie tells you what you need to know to make the best choice in where you live in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Well, moving is a big step, especially if it's your first time doing so. Now, choosing the best rental is key, but making sure you manage things like the commute and the neighborhood, all of that are equally as important. First of all, you've got to think about the driving distance. It might be the perfect apartment, but if it's a half an hour or more commute from your job or school, that's going to get old really quick. Now, while distance doesn't have to be the deciding factor in your chosen apartment, it does matter. Not only does that commute mean time spent on the road every single day, it means money spent in gas, and that can strain your budget even further. Also, what do the traffic patterns look like around that neighborhood you're considering? If you've got a car, is there reasonable places to park? If you don't have a car? Do you have easy access to public transportation? How long is it going to take you to get to work, whether you use the public transportation or you get there on your own? And don't forget to check out things like, where's the local grocery store? What about the restaurants, the bars, the social activities? You've got to really take a look at that neighborhood, and that will tell you a lot about the atmosphere and whether or not it's a place for you and where you really want to live. And I always like to, if I'm looking at a house or an apartment or whatever it is, I want to go by there, you know, in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, late at night. You want to sort of check it out at different times. And the same with like the little outlying areas of the neighborhood, just to kind of get a sense of what it's like throughout the course of the day. If you want some more tips, check out 8 things you need to know before getting your first apartment on MoneyPit.com.
Yeah, we did a lot of this when our daughter needed to find an apartment in Philadelphia so that she could start her new residency. And she's got one more residency to go before she graduates. And we were surfing those streets using the Google Street Maps, driving around the neighborhood, checking out where the parking lots were, how far it was to where she's going to be working. All of those things we were able to do now virtually. But I do agree that getting there and just taking a good, solid look before you sign the dotted line makes sense as well. All important things to keep in mind before you sign that lease. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, if you're a big consumer of bottled water, you might have noticed that the price never seems to go down. And if you're ready for a healthy alternative to that cost and all the waste of getting rid of the plastic, we're going to share tips on whole house water filters that both save money and deliver great tasting water on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call Invent.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.